joined in the post game at this time by Indians coach Brian Heide. Brian, congratulations, man. That's what tournament basketball is all about right there. What a game.
Well, I know it. You know, everybody giving me a bad time about, you know, trying to keep it close to let everybody get their money's worth. But, hey, you know, that was a good squad. You know, we talked about that this afternoon. You know, just because it was easy the first time, I mean, you know, they played together well. They hit some key baskets when they needed it. You know, we crawled back and took that small lead, and yeah, we had some opportunities to juice it up and just couldn't get it down in there. You know, they had the defensive stops when they needed it. Just a really good game, but, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we came up with some baskets and some big free throws at the end. You know, a couple more, that's like, well, please give me that. But
yeah, Ben Olson was big for you down the stretch there, hit a couple and hit one to make it a three-point lead.
Yeah,
the
Roman hit
second.
A pair right in that stretch. I mean, you know, game's on the line right there. You know, you don't hit those, you know, you could be in trouble. So, yep, you know, great outing.
Well, you did not trail in the first quarter. We're up 11-7, but then Southeast Valley fought their way back, took a 27-23 lead at halftime. How would you analyze the first half? A few too many turnovers you guys committed early on. What did you talk about at halftime?
Well, we just talked about, you know, we didn't quite have enough patience through that one stretch. You know, you absolutely can't be throwing the ball away at this time of the year. And, you know, whether it's the first quarter or fourth quarter. But, and, you know, these guys, you know, they were calling it consistent all night or whatever. You know, you weren't going to get that baby step that a lot of those refs ignore. And, you know, we told them, I said, man, you got to make that adjustment, you know, fellas. Like, I've been telling you all year long, you know, when that pass comes, get that 1 foot locked down, you know, and then your other's your pivot. And, sometimes, you know, you got to have a game like this for him to realize what, you know, coach has been talking about all that time. So, but, yeah, I don't know. We weathered the storm and got through her. So, but, and, you know, the greatest part about it, whether we win by 20 or whether we win by a half a point or whatever, is you get to keep the season going this year. So, yeah, the kids are thrilled to death, and so am I.
Well, from what I just added up, there were 12 lead changes tonight. Neither team giving an inch. You guys fought back in the third quarter, played lead change a few times, took a 43-42 lead into the fourth quarter. And how about your defense as you really got up under the face of Southeast Valley in that fourth quarter, especially limited them to just 9 points?
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that. I hadn't looked over any of the stuff in the books here or whatever, but, you know, our defense has been our strong point all year long. So, and I think I
mentioned they made a couple
kids.
Tough baskets too, Conrad, with that Holloway shot off the glass, almost impossible.
I almost thought that was one of the many travels this year because, I mean, he was trying to draw the charge, but, I mean, our kid was standing still. You know, he rammed right into him. It was one of those, you know, it was really a poor choice of shot, but, man, you know, things were falling for him, and that one did too. But
Tanner Youngberg, 18 points. Austin Roteman, 15. Aaron Alljets with 11. Guys stepped up.
That's what I mean. I would have told you those guys had good games. You know, we didn't even give them much of a break, you know, tonight, those three. And But I tell you, you know, between Dominic Keegan, Caleb, and Ben, I mean, those guys came in and they did the dirt work all night long coming out, you know, and sticking their nose in somebody's face and going as hard as they could and coming out and getting a break and just kept the rotation going like that. And, you know, they're the heart and soul of our defense. So, whatever stat they aren't in, you know, they're one of the top charts on mine. You know, that's a defensive stat. Doesn't show up very much anywhere, but can't win without it.
Help me out, Brian. This was such a well-balanced effort. Everyone played a part. Who should I go with for a Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game?
Oh, man, I don't know.
One or even two guys, if you could pick. I'm going to give you the honor here tonight.
Yeah,
or even go three if you want.
That's what I mean. I don't really know. I tell you what, you know, in the fourth quarter, Roteman really came up big down on the bottom of the paint. And I tell you what, those were the hard points they're at. I have no idea how he missed that side out of bounds play we got. I thought he had that point blank. But
yeah, he got three offensive rebounds on that one possession and got to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was
good determination. And I tell you what, you know, Youngberg came up big rebounds in the fourth quarter.
Well, we'll go Tanner and Austin. How's that sound?
and I'd have gone with anybody you would have. But yeah, absolutely, you know. And they're right at the end, you know. When we called the timeout, we remind the kids that we had a foul to give if we had to. And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't want anybody on the inside of the three-point line. You know, if they're going to shoot a three-pointer, we wanted to make them shoot it from at least 22 to 4. And just lining up to make them bring the ball down the court. The steal wasn't exactly in our plans, but it worked out great.
It worked out great, so that's what you talked about.
Tanner got that one, too. So.
Yeah, 8.3 seconds left, and Youngberg scooped it up, and his layup, the final tally here tonight, and on you go to Tuesday's district final, and you'll be checking out this next game. Could it be Fort Dodge St. Ed's again? But Eagle Grove, they're upset-minded once again.
Hey, I tell you what, they played real good the other night, and they didn't have their point guard with them, so... You know, that's why you play the games at this time of year, so we'll have to see. But, I'll watch the game. You know, it's that time of year, you know. You got to go to about 6-7 ball games in a week at least.
Oh, yeah. So, can't get enough.
Yeah. I'll follow you over to Webster City on Saturday.
See you there. So,
yeah, you'll.
Girls Region Final.
Yeah, you get tired of seeing me here a little bit, right?
Oh, no, never tired.
So I could just keep talking like I did that one night. See, you know, see if I get you home late or whatever.
No, you're never at a loss for words. We love
Post
it.
Box listening. Hey, Bach, what's up?
And he's got the doubleheader in Newell. Now he's busy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I tell you, the conference is just rigid here and there this year. And it
really never a night off.
No. I mean, you look at us, really, at the end. You know, we're three baskets away from being tied for conference championships. So, but... You know, nothing about what could have been. Now we got to keep working on what can be.
It is what it is, and you are in a district final on Tuesday night as you'll await the winner of our next game. Coach Heidi, thanks a lot. We'll see you Tuesday.
Good to see you, Rye. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Pocahontas area boys victorious over Southeast Valley, 56-51.